I'm Kurt Hosworth with Public Radio 90 WNMU, and this is Northern Arts and Culture, where we're speaking with members of the Tamama Dance Company and Superior String Alliance because they're teaming up for a joint presentation as part of the 2021 City of Marquette Art Week, which they call Revolve. We have members of both groups on the phone with us, Maggie Barch, a member of Tamama Dance Company, and Danny Simandl and Adam Hall from Superior String Alliance. So thanks for all of you for being here today.
Thanks, Kurt.
So we slowly seem to be returning to some version of normal, and in the arts and performance world, I think that's especially a wonderful thing. And with summer weather in the Upper Great Lakes to enjoy, the City of Marquette Art Week is a celebration of not only coming together again, but it also brings art back to live audiences. So Maggie, let's start with you. Can you tell us about how Tamama and the SSA came together for Revolve and what audiences can expect?
Sure. So that's a great question. When we found out that Art Week was happening, Marissa and Tara and I, the three co-founders of Tamama Dance Company, decided, you know what? What a great time to perform in front of an audience again. You know, it's been almost a year and a half, probably more actually, since we've performed in front of a live audience. And we started talking about what we wanted to do and what that might look like. And we thought, you know, we really want live music. We want something like interesting and different and fresh. And so we know Danny and Adam actually mostly through our kids because our kids have taken lessons with them and have been involved in strings classes and strings camps. So we approached them with this idea of an hour-long improv structure. And they said yes. Yay. So that's kind of how we came together.
Wonderful. Yeah, keeping it in the family. So in collaboration with the Tamama Dance Company, like you said, there's also live music as a part of Revolve, which comes to us from members of the Superior String Alliance. So since we have Danny and Adam from the SSA with us, I wanted to ask you both, first, how it felt to make music again and collaborate with other people, not only with members of SSA, but with the Tamama Dance Company as well. It's got to feel pretty good to come together to share in the creative process again.
Absolutely. It has been such a breath of fresh air after the year that we've all had. And not to mention, too, that it's extremely creative. You know, we're really used to reading music that's been written by somebody else and interpreting that and performing that. And Tamama asked us to create all of our own music along with them, which is just a very, very cool project that we've had the opportunity to partake in. So we're just, coming out the gate out of this pandemic, just creating something completely new that none of us have done before.
And I understand that with this collaboration, Revolve is what's called a structured improvisation. So it sounds like it's going to be kind of a unique experience to behold and to hear in person. And it sounds like it's not going to happen, you know, ever again because it is of that improvised nature.
Yeah, that's basically, I think, part of the beauty and the fun of what we've been doing. Danny and I came in totally open and ready to go. Tamama, of course, is pretty well known around here for their incredible improvised dance performances and all the things that they do. And so we came together as a group, and we, after a few rehearsals, we've kind of come up with our own structure. So there's kind of the dancers have a very interesting way that they're approaching the piece, and Danny and I kind of collaborated, and we created our kind of thing that went along with them, and then we've been trading ideas back and forth. And yeah, every time we do it, it's totally different, and it just keeps getting, you know, more and more fun, and yeah, more of a flow.
Yeah, and like after the year that we've had where there's just been, you know, screens between all of us and we haven't really been able to do stuff in person, it's really nice not having a music stand between us or between us and the dancers. It's just this very cohesive, cool experience. It's just a lot of connecting after a lot of not being able to connect very well for the past year.
Excellent. Yeah, that sounds like kind of just the shot of life and the shot of art that we all need right now is that kind of direct connection once again, not only with dance, but also with music and the combination of the two together. So talking about maybe getting people to, you know, come outside and enjoy this as well, for people that are maybe interested but maybe a little hesitant about coming out for Art Week activities and for performances, what would you want to tell them or encourage them to do if they haven't been outside in a while to take in live art and music?
Well, that's a great question. I think, you know, for this performance in particular, we are going to be outside in an open area. So audience members can kind of spread out wherever they feel comfortable. So obviously it's not in a theater where you may be seated in close proximity with other people. You can spread out wherever you want. And the other thing with a performance like this, you know, you can stay and watch for 5 minutes, or you can stay and watch for the whole hour, or, you know, you're not really like locked in like you would be maybe in an indoor venue. So I think that it would be great for people to kind of just explore and check things out. There's a lot happening outside throughout Art Week. And, you know, hopefully people will feel comfortable to come and see us.
Super. Now, what are the details for Revolve? And like you said, there are a lot of events happening for Art Week, and we're not covering all of them right now. But what are the details for when and where people can experience Revolve, and how can our listeners get more information?
So it's going to be at Harlow Park on Monday next week, and it will start at 4 p.m. and go till 5 p.m. And even if it's lightly raining a little bit, we'll still have the performance because the dancers are able to go out into the slight drizzle if they wanted to, and we'll have a tent that the instrumentalists will be under. So even if it's kind of overcast weather, we'll be there doing our thing.
We wanted to thank the City of Marquette's Arts and Culture Office and also the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. This event would not be possible without these sponsors. So thank you.
So where can people go online to find more information if they're interested in everything in Art Week in Marquette?
So people can visit the City of Marquette Arts and Culture website or Facebook page to find a listing of all the events. Also, there's more details about different events on those resources. As there's so much going on throughout the week, it's kind of hard to keep tabs on it all, so it's all in a nice, tidy spot right on their website and Facebook page.
Wonderful. So again, it's the Tamama Dance Company and Superior String Alliance as they present Revolve, which is a structured improvisation of dance and music as a part of the City of Marquette's Art Week, and this will be happening at the Harlow Park starting at 4 p.m. Monday, June 21st. And our guests today have been Maggie Bartsch from Tamama Dance Company and Danny Smandl and Adam Hall from the Superior String Alliance. So I want to thank you all for your art, and also thank you all for taking some time to speak with me today.
Thanks, Kurt.
Good talking to you, Kurt.